We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Two down, two to go. Welcome into our third hour of Sports Talk here on WWL. Along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. If you're on hold, sit tight. Promise, I'm working my way to you. Our view from Vegas with Vegas Runner. Pro better and handicapper at thebigmoves.com. VR, how about that national championship on Monday for LSU?
Oh, boy, did LSU come through for the betters and amazingly got it done and covered the spread and almost went over. It would have been a worst result for the sports books. But the one thing I want to really touch on, the big takeaway that you got to really focus on as a better, because, again, the goal is to place good bets, or long-term, you're just not going to make money. And the argument with the LSU and Clemson game is this. You saw how the line moved. When it was all said and done, that line closed at -4 on the at the sharpest books offshore. So if you had an LSU -6 ticket in your pocket, yes, you cashed that bet. They covered that spread. But that is not a good bet. If you have a -6 in your pocket and the game closes -4, if you continue to do that, you can't make money betting sports. If you're constantly getting 20 or 30% worse than what the closing number is, it's kind of like taking stock tips. And, yeah, if you jump in 20 or 30% after everyone else has made their money, there's a couple you may win. Sure, a couple may go up to 40, 50%, and you may, you know, turn a profit. But more times than not, it's not going to happen. And, again, if you had Clemson +6 in your pocket, even though you didn't cash that bet, it closed -4. You can't get better than that. If you could continue to do that over the course of a year, you're going to make money. In fact, no books are going to want to take your action. If you're that good at beating the closing number, that's how books know who's a threat to them. So, again, it was a great win by LSU. They proved they were the better team. But I will say that when it comes to the point spread, with that game is a perfect example. And I say it every time out here in Vegas. I see it every day. That bad bets cash every single day. Unfortunately, if you continue to place bad bets, you can't be ahead after, you know, the long term. It's just not going to happen. But again, it was a beautiful thing, and they proved they were the best team in college football. That's the bottom line.
Now, VR, I don't know if I've ever witnessed this, because we're on top of this and we're following LSU, we're following Joe Burrow. You know, he's at the Manning Passing Academy before training camp, and he says, I'm so confident in our offense that we're going to score 40, 50, 60. And we're like, oh, okay, yeah, oh, I'm glad you're confident. That's what you need in your leader. VR, this is unbelievable. They average 48.5 points a game. I'm looking at Clemson winning 29 games in a row, and when you look at it, and but they were just too cool for school, and that being Joe Cool. Clemson led 17-7 with 10.5 minutes left in the first half, and LSU had never trailed by two scores this season. All of a sudden, Clemson, they're feeling pretty good about themselves, and they're down 28-17 at halftime. It's almost like blitzkrieg, what LSU was able to do to a number of opponents, where you think you're in control, but you're really not in control. And by Joe Burrow being a prophet, and putting up those kind of points, to me, that blew my mind. The game is changing, obviously, I guess, but Joe Burrow was truly special.
Amazing. I mean, he systematically broke that team down. Again, like you touched on, they had a 10-point lead, and that was the question. What will LSU do if they face adversity and find themselves behind? And that's exactly where they found themselves. And they were able to overcome that, and like you said, took that lead into the half. and continued it. And, you know, you have people crying about that offensive pass interference call and what could have, would have, should have.
Right.
But at the end of the day, they were well in the driver's seat at that point. And we see that every game. There's a call here or there that could have went the other way. And sure, maybe things may have changed, but they didn't. So there's nothing to even discuss. I mean, that's why I always say, you know, don't get too high on your wins or too low on your losses, because so many times it's a bad call that goes your way or against you that may be the result, that the reason why you cashed that ticket or trashed that ticket. So again, I tip my hat off to LSU. It'll be interesting to see going forward how they do. And again, Clemson now the favorite to win the national championship next year. But that's not a surprise, obviously. Those numbers will change between now and kickoff, but I don't think significantly. We know who the powerhouses are in college football pretty much every year.
VR, that Clemson team was ahead of schedule. 80 out of the 120 scholarship players were sophomores or freshmen. Now they're going to be sophomores and juniors. They're going to be upperclassmen. They were ahead of schedule this year.
Yeah, they were young. You know, I mean, you had a quarterback with experience, having been in the big game, but they're young. You're absolutely right, and they should be the favorite going into next year. But it just shows you, man, you go through that SEC schedule, it could be a positive or a negative. Some say, you know, you get beat up like that, you learn from it. That's the only way you get better, is by going against tougher opponents. Others say, you know, if you could get to the champ, if you get to the playoffs unscathed and not beat up, that's also a positive. But again, LSU showed that by going through that tough schedule, going to Alabama, winning there, having to face a Georgia team, having to do so much, Auburn's, I mean, who didn't have to play? That again, that the pressure didn't bother them. It didn't get to them. They got it done, baby. They got it done for the state of Louisiana, and good for them.
Now, VR, what's the play looking at? The Titans had the Chiefs, Packers had the 49ers. I thought this was interesting. What is it, like 7.5 point? The home team being favored, that being the Chiefs and the 49ers. So looking at the Titans, they're 7-3 on the road, counting both regular season and the playoffs. And then when you look at it, sets up a rematch. Really both games, but I'm looking at Tennessee and Kansas City right now. Sets up a rematch. That one, that long goal, November, lost to Tennessee. And then the Titans also beat the Chiefs in 2017 wild card game. I don't know if that even comes into play, but I don't think the Titans are afraid of the Chiefs. But what is your take on that going to Kansas City, particularly how, boy, they talk about handle adversity, down by 24-0, and the Chiefs put the hurt on the Texans. So what is your take? Now, I know Derrick Henry's a different animal. Come on, it's mind-boggling what he's doing as a runner. He's the new beast mode, so to speak. But what do you do? What are you doing this, the Titans and the Chiefs, with that 7.5?
I personally haven't bet the NFC or AFC championship games yet for this weekend. And more, you haven't seen any of the betting syndicates get involved. That's why these lines haven't moved yet. You haven't seen sharp money come in. Here's what I will tell you. This is the week, kind of like the wild card week where we touched on. The points don't matter. Historically, close to 9 out of 10 times, either the favorite's going to blow away the underdog and cover the spread easily, or the underdog's going to win the game outright and doesn't even need the points. Exactly how what happened in the wild card round. This is that kind of round in the championship game where you'll either see San Francisco win by double digits, KC win by double digits, or Green Bay and Tennessee pull the upsets. This is also the week where teasers are very advantageous to bettors. So usually during the year, they charge so much vig, you can't turn profit with them. But the conference championship week, the lines are so tight, they're very advantageous. Real quickly on this game, I personally think the line isn't high enough, and here's the reason I say that. Because they played 6-7 weeks ago, and Kansas City was a 5-point favorite in Tennessee. So they were playing on the road, and they were 5-point favorites. Now they're in Tennessee. And Tennessee has one of the strongest home field advantages in all of NFL. In fact, it's worth around 3.5 points, almost a point higher than the NFL average. So if we factor that in for home field advantage, and you say that Kansas City was -5 at Tennessee, They should be a double-digit favorite in this spot. So it shows you the market has really shown a ton of respect to the Tennessee Titans. I think Kansas City's the best team remaining. They're the team. They're the only team that actually was even favored to make the playoffs this year. Out of the ones remaining. That's why I always say about the NFL, you know, unlike baseball, NHL, where you have 5-7 game series, the best teams don't always win the Super Bowl. In fact, more times than not, when you get to the NFC Championship, AFC Championship, they're not even the best four teams. And I can tell you this year, that's certain, because the New Orleans Saints and the Baltimore Ravens would be favored over all four of these teams. Whoa. On a neutral field. So these are not the best teams in the NFL. Kansas City, though, is the best team still standing. I think it's their game to lose. I like the under myself. They scored 67 points last time. I think it's going to be a much different game and playoff atmosphere. I see that total climbing up. Let it go higher, and I'm going to probably be on the under most likely. I think you're going to see a lower scoring game. And I think Kansas City gets it done, man. I really do.
Now, VR, looking at the Packers traveling to the 49ers, and obviously I think that was one of Aaron Rodgers' most embarrassing games, barely throwing for 100 yards, and the 49ers just put it to the Packers. But what is your take when you look at that? I'm looking at the 49ers against Minnesota. I thought this was interesting. That they didn't allow the Vikings to gain a first down for more than 27 minutes of a game starting late in the second quarter. They didn't allow a first down. Like, what? And looking at the 49ers, they're healthy. And does it come down to Jimmy Garoppolo? Because, look, the Saints, they scored 46 points, but Jimmy Garoppolo was hanging with Drew Brees. Can he hang with Aaron Rodgers considering they're playing at home?
Yeah, San Francisco, I mean, Green Bay's made two trips to the West Coast, and both games did not go their way.
Yeah, the Chargers, they got waxed.
Exactly. But I will say this, that game against the San Francisco 49ers, they just got annihilated. It had nothing to do with bad beats. They didn't have turned the ball over. They just got beat from pillar to post, start to finish, and their defense, that front four, just destroyed them. And they're healthy. So if they can apply that kind of pressure, it's tough to see what's going to change. But here's what you got to remember. You know, when you look at San Francisco, they don't have playoff experience. Garoppolo definitely doesn't. You know, now you're in the NFC Championship, a game from going to the Super Bowl. And when you beat a team by 29 points just four, five, six games ago, what do you really change? What do you do different? I mean, you annihilated them. You don't really want to tinker with anything. On the flip side, Green Bay, you're going to toss out whatever playbook you brought to San Francisco that week and draw up something new. So I think I got to give Green Bay the advantage here on that note. And more importantly, you know, Rodgers, that experience, it means a lot. And for me, I think he's still, I mean, some will say Mahomes, maybe, you know, but I think he's probably the best quarterback standing right now. I don't want to fade them. Green Bay catching a touchdown. I think they could win this game. I think Green Bay plus 300 on the money line is a hell of a bet. I think they could win this game, and getting 3-1 is a very good bet. I do think they go into San Francisco and they could beat that team. And I know how scary San Francisco has looked, but this is the playoffs and experience matters.
And, you know, VR, that's I was going in that direction. And I want you to comment on this because, you know, I'm a numbers guy, and I know y'all pay attention definitely to this when you're looking at no matter what happens in a regular season, look at the postseason. And I thought this was interesting. There have been 23 times in the Super Bowl era, excluding one replacement player game in 87. But anyway, you look at 23 times in the Super Bowl era that a team lost in the regular season game by at least 28 points. So not like 10 points or even double digit, losing in the regular season by at least 28 points to a team and met again in the playoffs. And 9 out of 23 times in those cases, the team that got blown out early in the season came back to win in the playoffs. I think maybe that's the point you're making with the Packers. And 6 other games, the team lost by a touchdown or less. So even
if they made it a much different game.
Right, even if the Packers don't win, it seems like it's going to be like a touchdown type game.
I think they can keep it very close. Very close. A field goal either way, and if that's the case, why can't they win?
Right.
You know, if it goes to overtime, you win the coin toss. He got the edge right there. So for me, I think there's a lot of value in Green Bay catching that many points. I do.
VR, give me two plays this weekend.
I'm going to go under the 53 on Tennessee, Kansas City. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, take Green Bay, not plus seven, plus 300 on the money line. 3-1 on your money line. They win the game in San Francisco.
VR, for those that are not betting experts, what is a money, when you say money line, what is that?
Because right now San Francisco is a 7.5 point favorite. So that means if you bet, you know, 110 to win 100, you get 7.5 points. So if San Francisco wins by 3, 4, or 5, you still win your bet. But if you take Green Bay on the money line, that means they have to win the game. You're not getting any points. Instead, though, you're getting 3-1 on your money. So now that 100 gets you back 300. So for me, I think that's a ton of value there. You're getting 3-1 on Green Bay. I think they could. This is a very winnable game for them. So, you know, plus sevens, I know it looks like a great bet. Why not take that? I think that looks good, too. But why not sprinkle a little something on that plus 300? That's great price.
Vegas runner, pro bettor, and handicapper, thebigmoves.com, at @Greek_gambler. VR, always a pleasure, man. Thanks.
Thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Thanks, VR.
All right, coming back for Donald, Adrian, Miss Carroll, along with Joey and Covington here on Sports Talk on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.